minute now, I want to dig a little bit deeper into some of these numbers we were talking about with Gretchen Whitmer, James Craig, Tudor Dixon, Garrett Soldano. Kind of take a closer look what it means, because the big number to me that sticks out is Joe Biden's approval number in Michigan, which is just awful, 39%. He's upside down 14 points, according to the Detroit News. I mean, and that's a big deal. Dylan Wernholm is here. He's the communications director of Michigan Rising Action. Dylan, good to have you here. Glad to have you. Joe Biden, his polling numbers are diving, not just in Michigan, but all over the country. But here in Michigan, they look to be worse, significantly worse than I'm seeing even in Rasmussen on a national level. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's the result of failed policies. It's been a disastrous presidency thus far, and we've seen that here in Michigan. Now it's bringing down Governor Whitmer, quite frankly, for kind of her blind support of this presidency, but also her failed policies and just really a never-ending string of controversies coming out of her office.
Well, it's no secret. It's no secret that Gretchen Whitmer really was the first choice of Joe Biden to be his vice president. That's who he wanted. And he was told no, because he's not allowed to make decisions, of course. And Gretchen Whitmer now looking at him as a drag on her performance. What do you think it means? Because I'm looking at some other polling here, and I have to be careful with this, because Strategic National is a company owned by John Yab. He is James Craig's, campaign managing company and his campaign manager, if you will. So when I look at Strategic National as they head into Mackinac, the numbers are fairly similar in some ways, but, it's a poll that's looking to make James Craig look good. It has him basically matched up evenly with Gretchen Whitmer, trailing her by 0.6 of a point. What do you make? I'm sure you read this polling as well. What do you make of that?
Yeah, so kind of that Michigan Rising Action, we've just really been kind of taking a big, deep dive into what we've seen from Gretchen Whitmer's approval rating numbers in September of last year, 2020, compared to this year. And, pretty much any poll that would show her very competitive already with any Republican challenger is very indicative of, just sliding popularity for the governor. She was at 59% approval this time last year, and now she's, under half. And, that's just, a simple product of, her deadly nursing home policy, crushing shutdowns and restrictions. And, just because the economy isn't still completely shut down, our economy is stagnating right now. We're 36th in a comeback. If you look at Bureau of Labor Statistics recent data came out just earlier this week, or last week, excuse me, and we're just seeing the byproduct of countless failures from this administration, and it's bearing itself out in the approval ratings.
Yeah, the ratings show that it's basically a dead heat or close between Whitmer and James Craig. But another poll from John Yab's National Strategic also shows Tudor Dixon, first-time politician. I know her well. I used to work with her, so just for interest of full disclosure, I used to work with Tudor. I like Tudor. But her campaign in a matchup with Whitmer in this polling puts only 4.5 points behind, also making her competitive, which that to me would be more frightening to Whitmer, because here's somebody whose name recognition is significantly lower than James Craig at this point in the conversation. And if she's showing that kind of strength, wow, that's going to be a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, we're still just under 14 months away from, people heading to the polls for that one. And,
right.
I think if we just kind of just do the math on this, the governor's policies are still failing just like they were this time last year. And, there's no reason to suggest that we're not going to continue to see her popularity slide. So that's a very dangerous proposition for the governor over the next year or so, unless she can come up with some real solutions to fixing our economy and, quite frankly, eventually addressing this nursing home issue, because it's, she's never deviated from the nursing home policies. And so, right. I mean, it's very, and so, you know, there's no reason, like I said, to suggest that the governor's approval ratings are going to get better anytime soon.
I wouldn't think so. No, I mean, and so, how does she at this point? I mean, how would you extricate yourself from your, you know, I don't think she can, honestly. I mean, Joe Biden, his numbers have tumbled over the last 5 weeks in a way that I've honestly never seen from a presidential, from a president. And I don't see how she can step away from that at all because of her close alignment with him. She was, you know, taking him on campaign stops and fundraising stops and all of these things. And like I said, most people realize she was the number one choice from Joe Biden to be his vice president. I mean, if his numbers continue to be in the tank, I don't know that she can survive this.
Sure. And, you know, if we look back to last year, nobody really forgets how the governor was telling the people of Michigan, don't travel, don't go leave the state, and proceeds to fly out to Delaware to meet with Joe Biden to try to become his next vice president. That obviously was a failing effort. But, you know, she's binded herself to the president. And like you said, I mean, I believe the president's approval ratings are below 40%. And so, you know, the fact that the governor as well, if we're also looking at it in the independents, she's under 40% of support in the state of Michigan. And so that's a key demographic in the state that we're going to continue to watch, and it's going to continue to be problematic for the governor.
Rough water ahead. Warning, rough water ahead. Dylan, greatly appreciate you being here. Dylan Wernholm, he's the communications director of Michigan Rising Action, keeping a close eye on the polls. It's a long way to go and a lifetime or three in politics, but still things to think about. Dylan, thank you very much.
Yep, thank you, Steve. And feel free to follow us at MI Action on Twitter or visit us at MichiganRisingAction.org.